How's everybody doing today? Okay. Mark, you raised a very poignant question on, hey, what do you call me? And it actually ties into our discussion today. This morning, I was working and developing some full meat and bones to what, you know, God, what do you truly desire to share? And at 6:30 in the morning, you know, I started off early. At 6:30 in the morning, I hear pitter-patter running around. And Nicodemus, Nico, he's our six-year-old, comes in and he comes into my office and he goes, Dad, I found you. He goes, when I looked in the workout room in the bed, I knew you'd be in the office working. Okay, so I don't know if that's a good thing, but he knows that we're working downstairs. I asked Nico, and he said, Dad, what are you doing today? I was like, Nico, you know, I'm blessed. I've got three really awesome jobs. He's like, Well, Dad, I know you're in the Army. And I looked over at my six-year-old. I said, what? Okay, so you for all my Army brethren out there, that's not, I'm in the Marines, but that's, I lovingly corrected my six-year-old. Okay. I also work at Amazon. And he's like, yeah, Dad, and you serve at the church. I'm privileged to serve as one of your pastors here at the King's Chapel. And so we tie those together, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. I have been privileged to serve in no-fail missions in three different areas now. Think about that, no-fail missions. And I'll expand a little bit on that, and we tie together as we go. The last time I preached, I was privileged to come speak before you, was we were talking about vocational health. And I think most of y'all remember that I felt a little, I try not to be too insecure at times because I know who I am in Christ, but I was unemployed at the time when I'm preaching on vocational health. So it was a little bit nervous, a little bit concerned. And 2 weeks later, I was offered a position with Amazon Web Services to serve as the regional security manager for the Americas. And basically, I'm responsible, if you think about the physical security, so the tangible touching in, not cyber, for about 80% of the cloud in a region that they hashed out for the Americas. So it's kind of neat. So think about access control and the right people are going there. And it's pretty neat. And it's still a no-fail mission because you're not allowed one mess up. You always have to be on alert because our customers, and Amazon's a pretty neat company where if you read their 14 leadership principles, the first one is that customer obsession. And so we realize that in trusting you with the data, hey, that's of primacy. And they also have other support that that cannot be, there's no fail. So it's another no fail mission. Today we're celebrating Independence, this is the Sunday prior to Independence Day, and we're celebrating Independence Day. I'm also privileged to serve as a Marine colonel, infantry officer, now a ground, they call it a ground operations officer in the United States Marine Corps. I've shifted over from active duty back to the reserves, and I'll be sharing a little bit of how some of that touches. But I'll tell you, the most important job I've ever had is being privileged to lead an example and teach the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to look at that today, and I'd ask you to either open up your Bibles or look at 1 Peter, and we're going to look at 3 through 21. And I know I have 20 on there. And I want you, we started talking about vocation, and we start talking about, hey, what happens when things hit you, and do you feel overwhelming? I'm going to let you know. Do any of y'all ever feel overwhelmed? I mean, because I have to raise my hands pretty high. Do you ever feel like you have so much coming at you that you sometimes lose focus a little bit? And as we read through and go today, I'm going to tell you, I lost focus about two Sundays ago. And my focus turned a little bit from the gratitude and being thankful for all that God and the positions to, oh my goodness, I can't even spend a Father's Day with my children. I'm handling different events. My attitude shifted to, wait up, God, why? You mean I've got to wake up at midnight and handle this because operations are 24 hours a day? Bill can tell you that being a pastor is a 24/7 day job. Marine Corps is 24/7, and somehow God's been preparing me my entire life to be another 24/7. So I'm handling some issues that all through the night and through the next day, and I wasn't even able to share a Sunday Father's Day with my family here at King's Chapel. But I went through the night, and my loving wife came up to me, and she just bolstered me. The Wednesday before that, my home group was bolstering me and challenging me, because we prayed for work-life balance, and be careful what you pray for. Okay, I'm gonna jump in, and I'm gonna pray first. I've got some good, great scripture verses to share, some personal stories, and then guess what? If you're overwhelmed, it's okay. God's got us. And he might even stack some more things on top. But if we remember God's got us, nothing can overwhelm us. Let's pray, friends and family. Dear God, I thank you for bringing everyone into these doors to hear your loving word. Dear God, we don't ever have to pretend in your presence. Dear Heavenly Father, you want to lift us up. You want to sustain us. You want us to be lights, and you can't be lights without a story. You can't be overcomers without first getting over something tough. And dear God, I pray today that we would just have a little refocus, a reminder, and a revision of what it is to be called your child and daughter and to walk in your presence daily. It's in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, team, I'm gonna read a little bit from, and we're gonna be discussing today, and if you think in everything we talk about, and if, it's a conditional clause, if we call upon the Father. This is from 1 Peter 3. Slide 2, please. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in that last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for just a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. There's a great book called Start with the Why. Highly recommend it if you wanna have an impact that lasts more than a hoorah speech. If you want to influence your coworkers, if you want to influence your family, more than a day, more than a discipline, more than a barrier, do this and I'll allow you to do this. Start with the Why goes back and say, this is why we're doing this. Jesus, through the Apostle Peter, comes over and he tells us why we're doing this. And he tells us for a fact that you're going to endure trials. It's going to be tough. I had a couple young men come up to me and say, hey, what should I do to prepare for going to Marine boot camp? And it's a good question. I was like, one, what's important to you? Why are you going to boot camp? Not go run, go get ready. Everyone knows, hey, physically fit, mentally, but more important, mentally fit. Why do you want to serve? And then they start to walk through, well, here's what I want, and here's the desires. If it's something greater than self, they'll be great Marines. If it's themselves, they're going to be helped to understand that it's more than self to be a great Marine. So you greatly rejoice, grieved by trials. Christianity provides us the basis for our hope. When we're overwhelmed, when we're tough, when we're promised we're going to have greater trials, you know, at Father's Day, up at midnight, frustrated, bad attitudes, woke up in the morning the next day, and I wish I could tell you that anything happened except I had Brian Craddock, send me some texts. I had my wife go, Brian, I know who you are, and God's called you for this. And that night, God worked in my heart, changed my attitude. I woke up excited the next day. I hugged my wife. I had no time. I was technically late. I spent 3 minutes walking around the house just praying with Mark on my chest. And when I drove to work that day, I was completely focused on, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Well, you know how when you go from the frying pan to the fire, I was working and solving the immediate problem that we had over the weekend. And what happened was I got called into my vice president's office. That's not, you know, I've never been called. I don't know about y'all, but I've never been called into my vice president's office. I'm thinking, wow, what's going on? And then he calls me in 2 weeks ago on a Monday. Brian, your boss is no longer with us. We need you to step up and be the global security operations director for the entire services. If God hadn't fixed my attitude, I would not be able to respond appropriately, not for myself, but for others. I'd like us to look at slide 3, please. That the genuineness of your faith, have you ever thought about that word genuineness? You know what? A motivation only lasts for a little bit. That has to be there. They say you can fake motivation, but you can't fake who you are. The genuineness of your faith being so much more precious, the gold that perishes, though it be tested with fire, may be found to pray to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We have to be able to see the Savior in order to be salvation and the light for those around us. Can I describe what refiner's fire is? Because we don't do things with our hand and feet. We don't make things as much as we used to. But the refiner's fire was an amazing thing because gold is so precious. And God is saying, you're more precious than gold in a little bit, but he compares us to gold. And the only reason that gold is precious is if you get rid of the impurities. And the only way to get rid of the impurities is to put heat to it. Because when you lowly put heat up, think about how precious gold is. So if you just built a big fire and it bubbled over and spilled all over, that'd be a lot of waste, and gold is valuable. But you have to slowly put a fire to it. And that little, it's dross, little black kind of sandy particles come up to the surface. And a skilled craftsman takes a ladle, a very thin, flat-faced ladle, and skims just a little bit off the top and makes sure that there's no gold with that. And he takes that impurities, he takes that junk that's been inside of us, and he turns that fire, and he uses that fire, he skims it, and he puts it off to the side and throws it away, never to think about it again. And you know what they do? Then they let it cool again. Then when it cools again, they put a little bit more fire. Then it gets a little purer. How many of you have ever had a 10 carat or a 14 carat or an 18 or 24? You get 24 carat by turning that off, turn it up, turn it off, turn it up, getting rid of, skimming that preciously. And that's what God desires to do with us in our lives. Do we want the fire? Do we want the trials? Bill, Mark, and I, Marty, we're privileged to know the fires that we are all going through. And I know it's not fun being in the midst, but it's worth it if we can see with the end state in mind that God desires us to be examples and lights of love so we can pull people to him. We pulled everybody in, and I want to show you something very tangible. Pulled everybody in and said, hey, we got to go back to the basics. This is important. And basically called in my team. And if you've ever seen people with, I don't want to say fear in their eyes, but, you know, when you start losing leadership, hey, am I next? Am I this? And I was privileged to serve and serve as that instrument to, hey, it's okay. This is what's happening. This is where we're going. And so in a whole bunch of meetings with very type A people, an RSM we have, a former West Point soldier who had been all over Iraq and military policeman who now serves with us, came in and dropped this coin on my desk. and a very, very impressive young lady. And she said, Brian, I've had this coin through combat. I've been shot at. I've had roadside bombs going across. And I want you to have it because there are people in this company that bring their past with them. And whether they were in the SES, which is like a general level in the State Department or whatever past were, they always say, well, look what I used to do. He said, I've seen your resume and I know what you've done as a colonel. And you've never said that. And you care about people. And I know that you're also a pastor. And I want you to take this with you. And it's a coin that basically has the full armor of God. And on it, it says, pray always. Put on the full armor of God. That's the example that I hope that we can live. That fire, when honest, we're like, I'm sitting there telling Sarah, golly, Sarah, I left active duty so I could spend more time with you and the kids. And now I've got another 24/7 day job. But you know what? Why? Why? Slide 4, please. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully. Who prophesies of the grace that would come to you? Searching water. What manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you, though those who have preached the gospel to you by the Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. I would ask you to imagine why God has you where you're at every day for the rest of our lives. Whether you don't get into the Air Force Academy, whether you don't get the promotion, whether you're unemployed, whether you're clawing to keep your marriage together, I would ask you to just take a second and pray, God, how do you want to use me? I would like to share a story with a little bit more detail, and then you know some of it before. Staff Sergeant Pablo Barrios. Staff Sergeant Pablo Barrios was sent to Iraq in June of 2009. Two girls, 6 and 4 year old, still volunteered to Iraq, had a young lady, came back on leave in January and married. Married a young lady. And on February 24th, 2010, while helping to train Iraqis so they could take over their country, a roadside bomb went off, and he was in the top of the turret. It ripped into his stomach, and this whole arm almost deteriorated and detached, and this arm mangled. There's a Marine Lieutenant Colonel who happened to be on Basra at that time. Senior Marine responsible up there. I went and I saw this man basically ripped apart. I saw a doctor, an Army doctor, commanding with brute, yelling, where's that tourniquet? Why isn't the date on that tourniquet? I saw an Air Force colonel come down who spent his time away from his family, purposely positioned in Iraq, in Basra, at the exact time and space, who happened to be an orthopedic surgeon, who not only saved his life of Staff Sergeant Barrios, but worked desperately after they kept him alive to make sure that he wouldn't lose his hands. And then I have pictures of him on the 13th of April with an arm still in a bandage, hugging his 6 and 4 year old girls. Guys, loved ones, brothers and sisters in Christ, can we try and be there for our loved ones? Can we try to open our eyes and beyond the chaos, beyond the temperature going up and down, beyond the feeling, why is it so hot in here, to go, am I here for a purpose? Am I here for a plan? I want to jump to the next slide, and then I want to thank some people. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Why your mind? Nothing changed from Saturday to Monday, except God reminding me my attitude was not correct. I still had to work the same amount of hours, still trying to challenge and balance, because to be honest, I think I was letting the enemy speak a little guilt, because I want to spend more time with my wife and my children. Don't let that. That's the father of lies. Therefore, gird up the loins of your minds. Be sober and rest your hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust in your ignorance. I was being ignorant. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. For it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Now that holy word means being set apart. And I will tell you, what has helped remind me is our home group. Our home group, we have, and I know this sounds chaotic, but it's really a blessing. We have 6 to 7 couples and up to 20 kids bombard our house on a Tuesday night. And you know what? And as crazy it is, and there'll be an interruption of a child crying here or there, and my 11-year-old's trying to hold everything together, Sarah Lane, and working there. That's one of my favorite nights of the week. And we text each other. Hey, Brian, are you doing this? Hey, did you do this today? Hey, what's your verse of the day? And we're encouraging each other. That's how we do it. Be set apart, but it means be set apart with the right people. I'll get into the last part, but a little plug, shameless plug. If you're not with a home group, I challenge you to think about it. Do you need the encouragement? Last slide, and I'll close a little bit with this. And if you call on the Father, what dad has never wanted to respond to, help? I had to teach my 3.5-year-old, because she likes to yell help a little too much in the pool, that please don't yell at, the lifeguard has to respond, but can you just say dad? But if you call on your Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Fear is not cowardness. Fear is reverence, understanding who God is, understanding our mission here, understanding the ability to be able to impact and change lives for eternity. We have a no-fail mission. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like that silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by the traditions of the fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in the last times for you, who through him believed in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Why are we here? Why are we here? Why are we here? You'll hear it on big little signs, and I ask us to think about this, and then I want to give God the glory and tell you he can use any challenge in your life to burn away the dross and make beauty. Love our Savior. Serve our neighbor. Teach our people and reach our world. Let me tell you what God can do. There's a no-fail mission. And where's Brendan? Where's Brendan Jeske? There he is, working for us. He's serving again. Brendan's about ready to take our youth and take them away for a different occasion and isolate them a little bit. And I challenge us all, will you please pray for our youth as they go forth? But I want to share an amazing young lady who has taken a horrifying situation and made beauty out of ashes. What do you want to call me? Your brother is what I actually call me. Call me a fellow surgeon in Christ who's walking on this earth, who knows this place isn't his home. And if I can take you shoulder and shoulder and we can go a little further together, that's what I hope to be. Who cares about colonel? Who cares about any term, regional director, all this other stuff? I appreciate and covet and am very challenged by the title of being a pastor. It's a shepherd. Because many years ago, I had to go to that man and tell him, my wife's leaving me. And I don't know if I can stand before you because I don't want to cause one of these little ones to stumble. And thankfully, he challenged me. He said, Brian, people have seen your conduct. And at that point, I will tell you, just destroyed by that fire, I had no ability to go forth in my own strength. I shared this because God not only kept us through this, he brought me an amazing wife after I received in the mail a divorce certificate. That young lady, Sarah Roberts, who you know, has reached out and been such an example to Rachel, my former wife, over these past 18 years. And that awesome young man back there, Joshua Roberts, has continued to walk forth an example. And what's amazing as we're praying, she has another little boy who will be going to your King's Chapel youth group camp this next week. We sat together at a graduation, not due to anything I did, but because of Sarah's faithfulness, Sarah's listening ear, Sarah's ability, because who else is going to be there for this hurting person? And that person, you know, Rachel telling Sarah, thank you for being such an example into Joshua's life. You have made such a difference. Can we look past the fire, see the dross bubbling to the top, a little painful when the skimmer comes across, but wow, more pure, more magnificent as we reflect the glory of the sun and truly change our world in Christ. Let us pray, dear family. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for saving Staff Sergeant Barrios' life. Thank you for saving his limbs. But I ask one more step further. I ask us to be bold as that major commanding that operation room, knowing that if we do not act immediately, life will be lost. I pray, dear God, that you would give us those eyes to see that the friendships, that the work associations, that wherever you place us, we are more than just there. We are reflective for you, whether it be at our college, at our jobs, at the beach, at home. And dear God, I pray that we would not look at the negative. I pray we would say, yes, I'll go to Iraq, even though I'm a colonel and a doctor, because that's where I can best be used for that season. Dear God, I thank you for saving Staff Sergeant Barrio's life and his limb. And I pray for us all that we would work out our no-fail mission as believers, as ambassadors in Christ every day. It's in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.